chemistry accounts for so much, and you really see that with the Pacific Harp Project. These five musicians together, and horizons are opening up. This is harpist Megan Bledsoe Ward.
Yeah, I think in contemporary music, I see in the landscape of harpists especially, there are still a lot of people playing traditional repertoire and doing a great job, but it's always an attempt to get more and more perfect, play the right notes even righter, even more perfect, or at the exact right time with more sound and more color. Or there's all these people playing different kinds of jazz and pop music and writing their own music. And I just happen to have been at a place and time where I could bridge those two things and kind of inadvertently create this new stream that we're writing right now.
I love it. I love the sonic qualities of the ensemble.
This is Hawaii's eminent percussionist, vibraphonist, Noel Okimoto.
Vibraphone and harp?
I mean, it just sounds wonderful. You know, it's not a sound that I'm accustomed to hearing.
Bledsoe Ward began by taking liberties with harp classics. Debussy's Danse Sacrée, for example, bending and shaping classical structures with her husband, drummer Alan Ward.
One of the things that allows us to do that and to change roles so often is just that everybody's listening the whole time. I think that's one of the things that allows the instruments to step outside their often prescribed roles, is that people are listening and do have a command of their instrument, and it creates some freedom that way.
Bassist John Haas.
We're kind of bridging different musical styles between classical and jazz and even some other styles too. And I think the bass kind of helps sort of be the glue that provides that bridge. Yeah. It's been great having saxophone since the last album. Yeah.
Saxophonist Todd Yukimoto.
Each one of them are really masters of their instrument and their craft. They set such a great foundation. I just kind of float on top like the frosting on a cake.
Noel really encouraged everybody to improvise and be comfortable with that too. So we owe Noel a lot of thanks for everything he's done for us.
One of our first gigs, you told me that, oh, Megan's considering like working on her solos.
Yeah,
like, right before the gig. Tell her, please don't do that.
I still do that sometimes. I just don't tell
her. The Pacific Harp Project with Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.